from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Cheddar Cameron and John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Wonderful to be with you on this Monday morning. Great to have John back from vacation. Where Whoa! He was in LBI.
It was crazy.
Why was it crazy?
No, it wasn't crazy. It was not a crazy vacation at all. Okay. It was me and my 82-year-old mom and my 19-year-old son, 17-year-old daughter, 13-year-old daughter. And we went to LBI.
Good for you, man.
And I'd never been there. And I couldn't believe how much beach there was.
It's a good spot. LBI is good.
There's
good
a
spot.
Lot of beach.
Yeah.
Well, what do you
that
do? Do you go to the
thing.
Beach every
There's
day?
A giant
do you
beach
relax?
Everywhere.
Do you do activities?
We went to the beach every day.
Okay.
We went to the doggy beach. They have a dog bay.
Introduce Lou to the beach.
Yeah, the leash off bay where he'd never swum in his life, and so
swum?
Now
swum is that the word?
Yes,
is that the word?
Pluperfect.
Swam?
Yes,
the pluperfect.
He had.
I haven't
swum.
Heard that term in like 25 years.
Yes,
it's the pluperfect
right.
of
he had
swum. So, all right, would you say your main thing was that you relaxed?
Just totally chilled.
Good for you.
Ate great food.
Good.
You know, just lounged.
Good.
And it was wonderful, and I feel recharged, and it's great to be back.
Good,
at the
man.
Same time. I missed you guys.
And, well, I missed you too. And by the way, 8 days to training camp, John. This thing comes up quickly here.
And I'm sort of relishing this now. Like, once upon a time, I was dreading the start of training
You're
camp.
You're not a player.
I no longer have to worry about it, and it's just more or less like happiness and excitement because I know the season is coming and we're going to be really good, especially offensively. I'm excited to see that.
You have a number. Look, we'll get to the predictions, obviously, on the literally the Friday before the season starts. But are you currently leaning more toward like a 12, an 11, sure. a 13, a 10? Because I'm probably leaning toward a 10.
I feel.
Which is probably below some people.
Well, then I'm Yes, where I'm leaning is a stronger team than that. That's for sure. And it's on the strength of the offense.
Well, again, you think no Jason Kelce, no big deal. Everything's fine. I mean, that's kind
I'm
of
not
my
saying it's no big deal.
I'm saying
we've got a good center who played guard for us last year. Not his natural position, but he went out there. He gave up no sacks. And he committed no penalties.
No, he's a good player. He's a solid player.
He was very solid. Yeah. Better than solid last year.
But Kelce was better.
Well, let's wait and see how good this kid can be. I'm positive he's getting all the training, and he's getting special inside training from the man himself, Jason Kelce. Cam and Jalen have a lot that they're working on right now, you know, through these OTAs and mini camps, and now through this training camp this summer. It's they have to hatch a new plan for the way that they deal with protections. Because
they sure do.
They didn't do the protections well previously. Mm-hmm. We know that. That it just like the concepts, they didn't use the West Coast pass protection system the way I had experienced it, because they were just trying to let Jalen use his legs more, and it was a failed experiment.
Yeah, it worked until it didn't.
Yeah.
I mean,
until
it worked.
Teams caught on and said, okay, we'd love for you to keep doing that.
Yeah.
So now Jalen and Cam, they have to figure out who's communicating the mic call, these protection calls. They have to, you've seen it all the time with Tom Brady pointing to the guy across the way saying, Mike is 52.
Yeah.
And then he might change it. Check, check. Mike is 58. You have to switch some things based on the way they stem prior to the snap. And those communications need to be handled by one person. You can't have Cam saying, okay, Mike is 52. And Jalen saying, no, Mike is 58. Because then you
confusion.
Have mistakes
yeah,
being
exactly.
made.
All right, so
they got to figure out this communication prior to this season, and that's a lot. There's a lot on their plate right now.
So look, we'll throw to you the topic of no Kelce. To what extent, in your opinion, is that a problem? Because my contention is, while it's nice to have Cam Jurgens, and it's certainly better than when the Eagles no longer had Brian Dawkins and it felt like had no safeties, it is nice to have what seems like a pretty solid option here. But I don't obscure the reality that when you remove a Hall of Famer who was still playing, in my opinion, was still playing at a Hall of Fame level, I can't act like that's just no big deal. I think the drop-off will be real, and I think when you factor in the guard drop-off, it'll be really real. Because I think we can all agree on this. Well, Kelce to Jurgens isn't as big a problem as Dawkins to nobody 15 years ago. The reality is Kelce plus Jurgens to what we now have with Jurgens plus Tyler Steen is potentially a massive drop-off. Let's go to the phones. Mark in Downingtown. Mark, you're on WIP.
Good morning, everyone. I hope you're well. John, welcome back. You were missed.
Thanks, Mark. I'm glad to be here. Really glad.
Joe, congratulations on your fraudulent victory Friday. I was rooting for you.
Well,
so yes, we agree on that.
Oh, knock it off.
He did not complete the answer.
Mark, we know
this is a problem.
We know Jimmy Rollins is Jimmy. It's the same thing as Magic Johnson. You don't have to say Magic. You can say, hey, who was the starting guard of the Lakers in the 80s? Magic. Okay. Mm. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Boom. I was being funny. I agree with you.
Thank you, sir.
I just wanted to say that I was at the ballpark yesterday. It was my son's first game. And to see the joy in his face, just the whole experience was awesome.
That must have been so cool.
Was he booing by the third inning?
No, here's the thing. If I was sitting at home, I'd have been throwing bowling balls at the TV. But because we're at the park, just the atmosphere there was wonderful. I tried to entice him to, and he got to see so many home runs, even though they were for the wrong team.
Yeah.
There you go.
I tried to entice him to leave by like the eighth inning because the sky was getting dark and he's like, no, we're staying to the end. So
nice, man.
It was awesome.
Well, you and about 2,000 others stayed to the end.
Exactly.
whatever. I don't know if it was that low. Of course not. But it wasn't a robust crowd at the end of the game.
No, it was looking like 2015 there at the end. I'd say by the eighth, ninth inning, it was pretty empty. So
it was like the Jeremy Hellickson days.
Yeah.
It's a Hellickson start. Oh, okay. Let's get 12,000 today. one of those deals. Whatever year he was.
It was slim at the end, and it was like about $1,000 day for me. I do not expect or want a refund.
Mark, I for those just tuning in, the reason Mark just said that, our first caller today in the 6 o'clock hour was so outraged by the Phillies' performance yesterday. He actually said 2 hours ago on WIP the Phillies should give all fans their money back for yesterday. It's like, you got to be kidding me! Best record in baseball.
He was really, but.
That was that call was.
But
why?
He felt
but they
that
made
way.
Me.
He was
t- then I was
it,
ticked
man.
At him.
Look, I
don't bring
I
that nonsense
that
to the table. All right, Mark, give me an answer. Accomplishment: two people, same first name.
Dick Vermeil, Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Vermeil and Dick Van Dyke. So, all right, let's do the that conversation. I changed it up. I didn't lean completely into it. So, who would it be of the famous Dicks? So you got Vital, you got Vermeil, you got Van Dyke.
I don't think there are many after that.
Van Dyke is a lock.
Well, I don't know if he's a lock. He might
really?
Be. I don't know. So Nixon won't count because he's primarily Richard.
Richard.
So so I think it's probably Van Dyke, And either Vermeil or Vitale.
Yeah.
Probably.
Dick Cheney.
Dick Cheney.
Dick Cheney was the vice president.
Dick Thornburg. Going way back.
That's right. Dick Clark.
Oh, yeah. Dick Clark.
That's massive.
Dick Clark's a big one.
I think Dick Clark might win. That beats Dick Van Dyke.
I was going to say Dick Clark and Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah, I think that might be.
Because here in Philly, like, we like Dick Vermeil, but that's not, I don't think, a worldwide.
Dick Vermeil's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but Dick Clark probably over Dick Vermeil. I mean, listen,
it's Dick Clark and Dick Vermeil.
So you're shortchanging Dick Van Dyke.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
All right.
Aren't you?
Look, don't try to paint me as the bad guy.
What? So By the way, like Dick Van Dyke more than Dick Vermeil?
Let me tell you something.
Coach
Vermeil might be listening right now.
You do!
I saw him the other day at his golf outing about 3 weeks
ago. This is preposterous.
Johnny told me he listens a lot to our show.
Okay. I love Dick Vermeil way beyond Dick Van Dyke. Dick Van Dyke has been.
Why am I the bad guy?
Dick Vermeil is a Hall of Fame NFL coach who took us to the Super Bowl here in Philadelphia, led the greatest show on turf way back in the day. Like, Dick Van Dyke? Really?
You really do go out of your way to try to paint me as the bad guy. All right, let's go to Mark in Delaware. Good morning, Mark.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yo, Mark.
Good morning, guys. Sorry, I was trying to get y'all speakerphone.
No worries, buddy. Go ahead,
Mark.
Hey, John, good to hear you back. So when you were younger, you said you used to go down to Ocean City, Maryland?
No, we went to where I live. That's where senior week went. Like, where I'm from, Mechanicsburg, that's where everyone went for their senior week.
Gotcha. Yeah, so what you need to do, instead of going all the way south to Ocean City, just stop at the Delaware beaches. They're much nicer than Jersey beaches. Or Jersey Shore.
I've never been to those Delaware beaches.
I've been to Rehoboth.
I've heard good things
about
them. Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of Mako Shark.
Let me just say this. It's kind of hard to not have a beautiful beach, right?
Well, that's a good point.
You know, I mean, where is there an ugly beach?
They've got some. I've seen
Fairfield, so Connecticut, where I went to college, you don't go swimming in that. You do not go swimming in that water. I believe it's called the Long Island Sound. Oh. Only if people got drunk would they. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
You kind of knew, don't go in
you
there.
You had beaches that were unswimmable?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, I didn't realize this. That sounds kind of gross.
Yeah.
It's unswimmable because of the pollution?
I believe that's the theory.
Yikes.
I think so, yeah.
Just look at outside you guys' window and look at the Schuylkill.
Well, correct. Nobody would choose to swim in that. Holy hell.
Yeah. So anyway, I John, I hate to say I kind of disagree. I think Kelsey's a big loss for the Eagles. Talent, Joe, I still think he was a great, you know, one of the best centers, if not the best center in the league, but also the leadership that he brings to the team. So I just think it's a big loss.
Yeah, look, the good thing is Juergens does seem like he's got his head on straight. I mean, he does not seem like a knucklehead. So, and the 2 years under Kelsey, I do think are a quality significant factor. But again, my thing, Mark, this isn't like when you went from Mike Schmidt to Rick Shue or something, whoever the heck the third baseman was. Like, it's not that bad. But, right. But you know, let's not act like a Hall of Famer who was still playing at a Hall of Fame level, like no big deal to not have him be the guy anymore. I think it's a very big, especially, Mark, when we had gotten so accustomed over roughly the last 10 years, and to a certain extent the last 25 years, to the Eagles having great offensive lines. You know, right. I mean, there are a few people primarily responsible for that. 25 years ago, it's Andy Reid, it's Juan Castillo, it's John Runyon, and it's Trey Thomas that were primarily responsible for the Eagles having a great offensive line. And in this last 10 years, it's primarily been Howie Roseman from a planning standpoint, Jeff Stoutland, Jason Kelsey, and Lane Johnson, with a little bit of Jason Peters mixed in when he used to be great, and certainly, you know, some nods to Mulotte and some others that have been contributors also. But, like, Kelsey and Stoutland and Howie and Lane have been the main four, and you just lost one of them. That's, you know. But again,
Jason Peters.
Well, I know, but you got to go back major. About 6-7 years ago at this point for when he was actually really good. Mark, mm-hmm. Give me an answer. Best combination of accomplishment, two people with the same first name.
All right. So since you guys have been talking about your bidet this morning,
yes.
I'm going to give you two Johns, one for Richie, one for Joe, okay. John F. Kennedy and John Lennon.
Wow, that's a big answer right there. JFK and John Lennon.
That's pretty big.
Good. That's really, really, really pretty big. John F. Kennedy and John Lennon. I always know Richie is considering voting for one when he writes it down. He's like, all right, I got to remember that for later today. That's pretty big.
Yep, you caught me.
Speaking of pretty big, Jerome Bettis thinks the Eagles had a really, really big acquisition in Saquon Barkley. And we know they did. But how great will he be? Well, time will tell. But I'll tell you this, based on what Jerome Bettis said over the weekend, it sounds like he feels Saquon will be phenomenal with the Eagles. Listen to Bettis, an NFL Hall of Famer, talking about a running back who, when he came into the league, a lot of people thought Saquon would make the Hall. Now, I'd say as of right now, he's not anywhere near on track for that. He'd have to have a tremendous next 5 years or so. But obviously, there's natural skill set with Saquon that's pretty remarkable, to the point that Jerome Bettis, when asked a question the other day, had an intriguing answer about Saquon Barkley.
If you were to build your ultimate running back using only active players, we'll start with speed.
Well, I don't even have to build one. I got one, Saquon Barkley. I mean, just package him and let's ship him out to all 32 and we have a great one.
John, I knew you'd like that answer, man. Like, why have to build one? We got one.
You got the perfect weapon. The perfect offensive weapon is what he's suggesting.
So he's
right.
Well, really what he's saying is Saquon's the best running back in football, which I don't think he is. I think he's in the top five. I mean, obviously McCaffrey would be in there. Jonathan Taylor would be in the top five. Like,
he's just going to look so different. Like, I'm amazed that you haven't considered the possibility that Saquon behind the Giants.
Yeah.
Offensive line, what was provided for him offensively, the path provided.
Well, it wasn't just that.
There was no path.
There was no line, there was no quarterback, and there was no wide receivers.
So
you're basically, you know, O.J. Simpson in the early part of his career with a bad Buffalo team trying to do it all by yourself.
Devastating
and
trying to do it all by yourself.
Really hard to do.
It's impossible to do. Yet he was still able to, man, carve some incredible plays out for himself.
Do you really think he? Because I've heard you say McCaffrey. I've heard you say McCaffrey over Saquon. Do you really think Saquon is the second best running back entering year seven? Again,
sure.
Seven is different than the entering like year two or three. He has had some injuries. I would imagine some depreciation because of being banged up. You really think he's the second best running back in football?
Yes, I am trying to think of who else. I mean, Alvin Kamara. I'm just trying to think of who else we're talking
about. Well, you got him,
you
got Jonathan Taylor.
Alvin Kamara was absolutely in that conversation, but then the last few years, it feels like we don't know if he'll be in or out.
I know.
So that you have to dock him.
It doesn't feel like the strongest group right now.
Last year was the first time we ever saw Christian McCaffrey not out with injury a good chunk of the season. Saquon, also having had some injury concerns in the past, I think he has recovered from that. I was worried that his first year back after the knee reconstruction, he'd lost some explosiveness. And I don't think that's the case any longer.
I do.
I do think he has that ability to still outrun people to edge. And we'll have to see.
We'll have to see for sure.
But I expect a ton of long, reception touchdowns, of him breaking it for 70, 75 yards. Like, these things are about to be a part of our daily
look.
We're taking that in instead of the long bomb to AJ.
I think you can get a lot of all of that. I'll say this. Here's where I'm at on Saquon. I'm excited he's an Eagle. I think they may have overpaid him. Time will tell. But as it relates specifically to what he'll bring to the table on the high-end level, my expectations are more tempered than yours. I remember watching him in his first year with the Giants, and I was mesmerized. I recognize he's still been really, really good, but I haven't been mesmerized in about 5 years. And that's why I tend to think that the player you're describing is 5 years ago and no longer. Again, I think he's really good, but
I think that you aren't taking into account the emotional, what would happen to you
if you were
in Saquon's shoes
and you finally had a shot.
Your head into a wall.
Well, I know. It reminds me of the Roy Halladay thing. When Roy Halladay got here, he finally had a chance on a team that could really accomplish something special, and he was incredible.
It's a new lease on life.
No, I get it.
He's going to take full advantage because of his skills.
When he went from the Panthers to the 49ers.
There you go.
No, that's a good example.
Yeah. How about that? Yeah, great.
When you're playing with the talent that Saquon's going to be playing with, you have more freedom. Like, all the pressure isn't going to be on him, right?
Listen, what they did with him up in New York was ridiculous. They drafted him, and then they had nothing else. Odell was out of there. Eli was old, and then he was out of there. They've had bump quarterbacks. They've had bump coaches.
And he was still incredible.
He was still, I'd say, very good. I wouldn't say incredible. That's kind of my point. I think he's a notch below incredible. But again, to both of your points, when a guy is so bottled up because there's no one else for the other team to defend, I get it. We'll say.
When he combines for 2,000 yards this year, and Christian McCaffrey will probably...
McCaffrey's going to have a season-ending injury.
Assuming he's able to stay healthy...
Nah.
He'll probably have a good year,
McCaffrey,
but I don't assume he'll stay healthy.
I'm telling you, there will be a point this year where Christian McCaffrey will be out with a season-ending injury. Mark it down.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.